Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I took a bullet when I was practicing for a game show years ago. It was called, what's that game show on? Now they have a Wipeout. I was practicing for, not Wipeout, but a program, a show like that years ago. It's called Almost Anything Goes. It's where you have to go through all these different
obstacles.
Obstacle
course.
Thank you, Chris. That is so helpful. Yeah, obstacles and all that. And I was in a field, and I was practicing climbing a rope. Now they just hoist me up now. I just kind of tie myself to the end of the rope, and people hoist me. I don't climb ropes anymore. But those were the days. And I was going to climb it up, and I was standing on something. And all of a sudden, I got shot. Well, somebody was shooting in the woods, mm-hmm. and they couldn't see. They couldn't see me or us, and we're standing around, and supposedly, you know, they were shooting at water or something. But their bullets, it just came and hit me right in the leg. I got shot in the leg. Yeah, right close to 2nd Street.
Figures.
Yeah, right. It probably was Pat.
Maybe.
It may have been.
And I got shot. This is before I was in law enforcement.
All right.
And it's an interesting feeling to be shot.
I bet.
Because everybody has an imagination what it's like.
Yeah. Chris, you have some experience in that, don't you?
Yeah, I've been shot at a couple times.
Well, shot at and shot. It's a little bit different.
Okay.
And so I'm shot and by a gun, and the bullet hits me in the leg, and it's like, I don't know, imagine Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Mount Rushmore hitting you. It's just like the whole earth just hits you. It's this huge force just hits you. I mean, mm-hmm. it's amazing.
Right.
And I turned around to see who just hit me, because it's like somebody hit you with a bat. Right. It's like somebody hit you with a bat, and nobody was there. It was just us, but I looked at where the bat came from, for example, mm-hmm. and nobody was there. And then I saw bullets hitting the sand around me,
mm-hmm.
and then it was throwing the sand up. It was like, doo, 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 doo. And I'm thinking to myself, this is not good. And I was in a big open field, and Daphne was with me there,
yeah,
and some others, and there was this church building that was way down this field. We had to get behind this building. We had to go through. I mean, it wasn't the movies. This was the real deal. Mm-hmm. This is my, you know, and my leg was shot, so I couldn't use my one leg, so I had to somehow go on my one leg and hands while everybody else ran left. No, they're
left
all,
you for dead.
And bullets are hitting around us. They're hitting the sand. Like they're following us all the way to the church, mm-hmm. and sand's playing. I'm being shot at. We're being shot at. Right. Progressively just following us all the way there. Mm-hmm. And we finally get behind the church building, and I'm leaning up against the building, and it feels like the bullets in my leg and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Watson had his a big old huge Lincoln Continental in those days, very nice vehicle, and he throws me up in that thing, and he lets me bleed in his Lincoln Continental.
Wow.
And takes me to the hospital to take care of me. And Doug Heist was a police officer around that time that came out immediately to help me out. My dad was a county commissioner back then, mm-hmm. and in the same county. And Doug just came out with this intensity to go catch whoever this is shooting us in the mm-hmm. woods. And Doug arrests him and bring them in. And it was just, it was a major thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a major thing. And these guys said they were target practicing. It's like, yes, I think we were the targets,
yeah.
and we were running. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was totally amazing. Of course, then I became a deputy, and I kind of knew already, kind of, that's kind of how it goes as a deputy.
Right.
People don't always like you as a deputy.
Mm-mm.
But Gary let me bleed in his link. I'll never forget that. It was so kind. I don't know why we're talking about being shot. I don't know where that came from. But, you know, that it's
a
just
bullet.
Oh, taking the bullet. So now the toughest thing I do is use a blender called a bullet. And put my shake mix in my almond milk. And, you know, almond milk, thing about almond milk, it's been around for years, by the way. It's been the milk that's been used for way back, thousands of years.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't produce any of that. Cow's milk for adults produces like mucus and all that kind of stuff in your digestive system, and it prevents, it doesn't do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so it's another reason. But it's just, yeah, so then my biggest bullet that I take now, I take a shake that's blended in a little blender, looks like a bullet, and I'm taking a bullet. I'm just taking the bullet, and hopefully it'll take a few pounds off. It took 10 off to begin with, but be in agreement with me. We have another 10 to go, and it's hiding from me. I mean, I know where it is, but the methodology to remove it, you know, the shake ain't shaking it, and I'm probably going to have to shake it.
Time to go to the next level.
Go to the next level, and, you know, I've been moving. You know, I used to actually use my thumb to push, just one thumb, to move, switch the buttons on the remote control. I think I'm going to begin to use my whole hand to get the cardio in to get the whole thing switched. No, I'm messing with you. That's not, that's somewhat. Anyway, I mean, I figure you can watch the news and your stress level goes up so high. I figure you could lose 10 pounds just watching that. It's like the anxiety is like, oh my God, are you really that stupid? Do you really believe this? Oh my goodness. And I'm gaining weight. It's like stress actually causes you to gain weight. I'm relaxed. That's what it is. Pat's never stressed. You can eat Fritos when you're not stressed. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.